بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمدہ ونصلی ونسلم علی رسوله الکریم، اما بعد، وعن ابی موسیٰ الاشعری رضی اللہ عنہ قال قال رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم: من احب دنیاہ اضر بآخرته، ومن احب آخرته اضر بدنیا، فآثروا ما یبقى علی ما یفنا، او کما قال علیہ الصلاۃ والتسلیم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وانعم على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه واتباعه وازواجه وذرياته. My dear respected elders and listeners, the hadith that I was very fortunate and honored to recite in front of you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he shares with us one fact. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explains to us that, O people, if you opt for this, then you will lose out in this. And if you opt for this, then you will lose out in the other. It cannot be that you get the best of both. Before I come on to the meaning of the hadith, my dear friends, I want to share with you one example that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi gives of the hereafter. All of us sitting over here, we are all aware of the fact, my dear friends, it is our aqeedah, wal ba'si ba'd al maut, that after we leave this world, is it the end? After we leave this world, it's only the beginning. Once our eyes close from this world, my dear friends, it's actually the beginning of a never-ending life, which is the life of the hereafter. It's our aqeedah. We all believe that after this life, we will go into the qabr, and we will have the scenes of the qabr, and then one day we will be resurrected again in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then from there, the hisab kitab will take place, the pul sirat will take place, the wazan will take place. And then we will either go, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, but either in the hellfire, or then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the eternal success of Jannah. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, talking about the life of the hereafter, he says that, take this room for example, a very big room over here we have. And he says that, imagine every thousand years, one bird comes with a very small pebble on its beak. Every thousand years, and the bird comes to drop a stone inside this hole. Allahu Akbar. Imam Ghazali says, how many thousands and millions of years will it take that every thousand years one bird will come and one small pebble the size of mine and your nail, that pebble will come every 1,000 years. But Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said, time will go by, but definitely a day will come when the whole room will be filled with pebbles and there will be no more space for a pebble in the room. Does everybody agree? Then Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says that, you have already lost count of how many hundreds and millions and billions and trillions of years it will take for this room to get filled with these small pebbles. He says that, O mankind, one day will come when this room will be filled, but a day will never come when the hereafter will come to an end. There is no end to the life after this life, my dear respected friends. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent you into this world, my dear friends. But this world is only a stepping stone. This world is only a stepping stone between the abode that we have come from and the abode that we are heading towards. My dear respected friends, if this is only a stepping stone, but this stepping stone is very important. This stepping stone is very important because mine and your life inside this world, my dear friends, which is not even a drop in the ocean to the hereafter. What did Prophet ﷺ say? Wallahi, مَا الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مِثْلُ مَا يَجْعَلُ أَحَدُكُمْ أُصْبُعَهُ فِي الْيَمْ فَلْيَنْظُرُ بِمَا يَرْجِي. He says, do you want to know the comparison of this world to the hereafter when it comes to the time span? He says, take the biggest ocean and dip your finger into the ocean and take your finger back out, and how many drops do you see? How much water do you see at the tip of your finger? He says, the water at the tip of your finger is your life in this world, and the ocean is your life in the hereafter. So even though this world, my dear friends, is only a drop in the ocean, this drop in the ocean, how will my drop be? How will your drop be? Yani, how will our time span be in this world? It is of utmost importance, my dear friends. فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Allah says, look, this world is the decider. This world is the decider. You or us, ourselves, my dear friends, like they say, the ball is in your court. Today, we have the choice to draw our plan for the hereafter. When someone's gifted a plot of land, now it's up to him. He'll go to the architect, he will tell the architect, this is the kind of house that I want. Sahi hai ya nahi? Sahi hai na? We will make our own plans with the architect for the house that we want, our dream house. My dear respected friends, mine and your life in this world right now is the example of that architect which is drawing the plans for this person's future home. However we will live, my dear friends, this is how we will be dealt with in the hereafter. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi says that لا دار في المرء بعد الموت يسكنها إلا التي كانت قبل الموت بانيها فإن بناها بخير طاب مسكنها وإن بناها بشر خاب بانيها. Says there is no house. Today we have one house, two apartments, three houses. We have many properties. He says لا دار في المرء للمرء بعد الموت يسكنها. There is no house for the human being in the hereafter once he leaves this world, except for that house which he has built in this world. Meaning, except for that house which he has built with his a'mal in this world. فَإِن بَنَاهَا بِخَيْرٍ طَابَ مَسْكَنُهَا. If he worked hard in this world to please Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he worked hard in this world, my dear friends, to strive for his Jannah, to strive in acquiring the pleasure of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taba maskanuha. His palace will be really, really nice. And فَإِن بَنَاهَا بِشَلٍ. If, my dear brothers, we spend our time in this world disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling all the desires that come into our mind, oh, I want to do this, I'm going to do it. Oh, I want to do this, I'm going to do it. He will not see whether it's halal, it's haram. He will not see what he's dealing with, what he's acquiring, whether it's halal, it's haram. He doesn't care. He's only worried about fulfilling that desire that he has. Nafs ko khush karna hai. I need to satiate myself. So Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi says, فَإِن بَنَاهَا بِشَرٍ خَابَ بَانِيهَا. If he is building his house of the hereafter with his bad a'mal, then خَابَ بَانِيهَا. This builder of this house of the hereafter has been extremely unsuccessful, my dear friends. When we have just understood that mad dunya fil akhirah, that this dunya in the akhirah, in comparison to the akhirah, is nothing but a drop in the ocean, then you tell me, my dear friends, how foolish will that person be who wastes that drop in the ocean? Who, the opportunity that he has got to build the hereafter, he wastes that opportunity. So look at these wise words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my dear friends, I want to leave this gathering today. Before 3:30, I want you to make this decision, that which path am I going to take? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, O my ummah, man ahabba dunyahu adarra bi akhirati. If you will fall in love with your dunya, and what does it mean by dunya? Does dunya mean that I'm not allowed to have a good house? Does dunya mean I'm not allowed to get a good education, get a good job, get a good profession, run a good business? Is this what dunya means? Does dunya mean I'm not allowed to drive a comfortable car? Dunya doesn't mean this, my dear friends. Dunya doesn't mean this. But dunya actually can mean three different things. One, excessive love for wealth. Excessive love for wealth. Yani, he works so hard in amassing wealth, acquiring wealth, saving up his wealth, that this wealth makes him neglectful of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rights of the humankind. His wife has a right upon him. His parents have a right upon him. His children have a right upon him. His salah has a right upon him. But he is so neglectful and he's like a magnet, so attracted to the dunya. Always, I want to work for more, I want more, I want more, I want more. My stomach will never get full until I get this, I get this. Before he used to say, until I get a house over there. And when he gets a property over there, then he says, but what about my children? And now he's got a house for every single one of his children. Then he says, what about my grandchildren? And then he says, oh, but this area is getting bad. Now we need to move into the next area. Like Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ibn Adam will say that, oh, Ibn Adam, if he had one valley full of gold, Ibn Adam would say, humankind would say that, no, one valley is not enough, I want another valley. And then two valleys of gold, full of gold, will be given to him. And he'll say, no, no, two is not enough, I only need the third one. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَا يَمْلَأُ جَوْفَهُ إِلَّا التُّرَابُ. It's only when this person will reach the qabr, that's when his stomach will get full. Otherwise his stomach will never get full. Dunya dari, mere dosto, dunya ki muhabbat, iski koi had nahi hai. Kitne kamayenge, kitna kamayenge? I tell people, fine, you have a 10 bedroom house, I have a 1 bedroom house. At the end of the day, you have 70 bedroom house, you're only going to sleep in 1 bedroom. Yeah? And no matter how big your bed will be, me and you are going to take the same amount of space in our beds. And no matter how much wealth you amass and I amass, at the end of the day, we can have a table full of food in front of us. There's only a certain amount of food we can put into our stomachs, my dear friends. So how much do we need to earn? And again, they were the Salaf. They were Sahaba-i Kiram, radiallahu anhu majma'een. Allah Ta'ala gave them amass wealth. But my dear friends, the wealth was around them, the wealth wasn't inside the heart. But when the wealth comes into the heart, and the love for the dunya, more and more possession, assets, when this comes into the heart, my dear friends, now salah is no longer important for him. His wife, his children, his parents, they're no longer important for him. Fulfilling the rights of the people around him is no longer important for him. So I was explaining, dunya can be three things. Excessive love for wealth. So this tells us automatically that if I have a rich neighbor, the person sitting next to me in the masjid is he's a millionaire, he's a rich man. It doesn't necessarily mean he's a dunya dar. He's somebody who's in love with the dunya. If his wealth does not make him neglectful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this wealth is good for him. But if it makes him neglectful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will say this is excessive love for wealth. You don't have to be rich to have excessive love for wealth. So number one, excessive love for wealth. Number two, excessive love for fame. Some people exert so much effort. They know they won't get much money out of it. But they do it because of the name that they will get from it. Oh, so and so is like this. If I do this, everybody in the community will praise me. If I help the masjid like this, everybody will look up to me like this. He's not doing it to get the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. He's doing it so he can make his own name. And number three, excessive love for wealth, excessive love for fame. Number three, excessive love to fulfill your desire. Take our youngster of today. He's not worried about money. Take our youngster of today. He's not worried about the name. He's only worried that bas every desire that comes into my mind, I want to fulfill that desire. Smoking, drugs, alcohol, haram relationships, you know, theft, robbery, etc., etc., etc. All he wants to do is fulfill his desire. And he does not see that, is the fulfillment of this desire even permissible for me or not? So my dear respected friends, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is the hadith I was coming to, that man ahabba dunyahu adarra bi akhirati. It's obvious if you will fall in love with your dunya, and I've explained what it means by dunya, this worldly life, if you fall in love with the worldly life, most definitely you are doing harm to your hereafter. Most definitely you are doing harm to your hereafter. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ أَخِرَتَهُ أَضَرَّ بِدُنْيَا. Like I said, you can't get the best of both worlds. So what it means is, whoever has love for his akhirah, okay, no, I'm not worried about the world as much as I'm worried about the akhirah. the world hereafter. I'm not worried about the success of this world. Allah will give it to me, inshallah. But I'm more worried about me being successful in the hereafter. My children, my family, my wife, my parents, them being successful in the hereafter. And there's only one way to be successful, my dear friends. There's only one way to be successful, that a person, he controls his desires and he puts, he stamps on his, on he has self-control. And he uses this self-control to fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rights of the creation. He uses this self-control to follow the sharia sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, most definitely he will harm his dunya. What does he mean by he'll harm his dunya? Fine. There may be many haram things around him that he may not be able to engage himself in. So what should this person do? If he loves the world, he'll make a loss in the hereafter. If he loves the hereafter, he'll make a loss in this world. So what should a person do? Look at the wisdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He, my dear friends, leaves the choice to you and I. And he says that, O my ummah, فَآثِرُوا مَا يَبْقَى عَلَى مَا يَفْنَى. Ask yourself a question. Ask yourself a question, which is going to remain for longer? Is the world going to remain for longer? If the world will remain for longer, then give preference to the world. And if the akhirat will remain for longer, then give preference to the hereafter. فَآثِرُوا مَا يَبْقَى عَلَى مَا يَفْنَى. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. What does the Quran say? That the Akhirah is most definitely much better than this world, my dear friends. And definitely the Akhirah is everlasting. It's going to last much longer than this world. And I gave you the example of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, where he explains that even one day this hole will get full with these small pebbles, my dear friends. But the Akhirah will never ever come to an end. So my dear friends, it would be really, really foolish of us that this short time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in this world, we waste it, my dear friends. Allah ta'ala is so kind to us that around us there are so many means of hidayah, so many people ready to guide us and help us come onto the right path, my dear friends. We hear so many bayans, we read the Quran, we read so much Islamic literature. Take benefit of this, my dear friends, and use this to make our dunya such that we fulfill the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ask those people who are following deen, my dear friends, their life is not dry. In this life of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them so much pleasure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them so much content. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. Doesn't Allah ta'ala say, oh listener, listen carefully, it is only with the remembrance of Allah, only by fulfilling the commands of Allah, tatma'innul qulub, will the hearts ever find rest and content. I end on this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to take our akhirah seriously, my dear friends, and automatically we will know how to live this well. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وسلم.